said Kennedy, President Clinton has a plan to get the economy and the country back on the right track. Will Senator Al Simpson and his Republican allies support it, or at least not obstruct it? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the Clinton economic plan isn't easy medicine for the nation to swallow, but the country recognizes it's the only cure for the disease at the heart of our long-term economic problems. When the economy's wrong, nothing else is right. We know it'll take significant sacrifice by all Americans to bring the deficit down and restore economic growth. The long-failed experiment with trickle-down economics is over. Tax cuts for the wealthy were supposed to produce growth, but what grew was the deficit, the worst in our history. The Republican temptation's strong to reach for another dose of Reaganomics, but the country rejected that course, Al. If you can't bring yourself to support President Clinton's plan, at least don't obstruct it.
Save the sermon and the dose for your own party, Ted. Looks like Bill Clinton asked what Jimmy Carter had ordered for the economy and told the bartender to make it a double. The taxpayers will make it a double whammy, too, if this thing ever becomes law. Ted, when Bill Clinton talks about sacrifice, he's talking about taxes, not any kind of real spending cuts. He wants to up taxes by $360 billion on the very folks who would do all the work and pull the wagon in this country. But what's wrong here is that many of those folks who pile those old failed liberal programs on the wagon will continue to have a free ride. I find it so very disturbing that Clinton's definition of the rich has now shrunk from $200,000 a year to $30,000. That's right. If you make over $30,000, Clinton and his tax bandits are coming right after you. Surprised? You bet. Ted, 12 years of solid Republican economic growth, the size of the entire economy of Germany, looks pretty good to me right now. I've got the willies. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.